I'm scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Pathetic gay fool in an all dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
Oh, my hands are freezing. It's so cold. So cold. Oh, Thanksgiving is coming up. There's so many people. I just hate that silly little thing. I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. But I am. I can't help but be thankful for Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle because, you know what? No matter how bad my day is, and no matter how much I want to stay in bed, no matter how, whatever, I've got 20 minutes of fun and love with Big Fatty and Poodle and all these other Pride 48 podcasts.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can't help but be thankful for Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1523. You fucked it up yesterday, Big Fatty. Yes, I did, of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of November, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, little show. Y'all, we've got more voice letters, and y'all, I'm going to tell you about Hatlanta. Wintry Mixes, Big Fatty, isn't that the truth? Hi, everyone. I hope you're Wednesday. Y'all, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Yes, Big Fatty, I can't wait to go to the store today. No, the last place you want to be on the day before Spanksgiving is the Von's East. Y'all, I'm just telling you, you're better off doing without it. If you're missing something, if you're missing something for your Spanksgiving feast, then just forget about it. Forget about it. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll forget about it. I have to come clean here. I've just arrived in Hatlanta on Tuesday because y'all, I had to make an intermediate stop. Just some things have been brought to Big Fatty's attention, and it's all good. It's all good. That there may be advantages in Big Fatty retiring from the coal mine by the end of the year. And so I wanted to kind of make sure I had all the proper information. So I went to the South Carolina Association of Coal Miners Retirement System offices, and I met with them. And Big Fatty might be retired in a month. And now that doesn't mean I'm gonna stop working. It just means that I'm going. If I retire, there's just some unignorable financial gains available. Think golden parachute, but not something giant. Okay. But for Big Fatty, it's pretty damn giant. I picked up my information and I met with the folks, and I think I'm gonna talk it over with the hats while I'm over here for Spanksgiving, and we'll just see how it goes. Big Fatty, I didn't know you were gonna tell all of that. Well, I didn't either, but. Anyway, so in a roundabout way, and not without giving you details or anything, that's what's going on. But y'all, I'm over here in the Hatlanta now, and I'm awaiting the arrival of a gentleman caller or six.
Ready, please. You're getting stuff more than the turkey.
But I'm not sure that's quite right. But we'll go with it. So I'm over here, y'all. I've got me a hotel room, y'all. It is a very, very good rate, and y'all, it's got a kitchenette in it. It's got the microwave and the full size refrigerator and coffee pot and a toaster oven, not a toaster oven, a toaster. And y'all, then it's got a big old queen bed and a couch and a TV machine and the bathroom and a kitchen counter that I've got the portable little show studio set up on. Be ready, and it just works lovely. Y'all, I came over to Hatlanta. Y'all, they were predicting just torrential rains all the way. On Big Fatty's trip today, and y'all, it rained some, but I wouldn't call it a torrential rain by any means. And I've got the TV machine on, because y'all, for tomorrow, I think I've already mentioned this to you. Well, first of all, the low tonight, meaning two, I say Tuesday, is 32 degrees, and the high on Wednesday, hump day, is 36 degrees, and y'all, they're calling for a wintry mix, and then the low Wednesday night is 21. So, y'all, it could make for interesting driving. And thank goodness I'm y'all, that is y'all, I had the KFC original recipe chicken that didn't have the bones in it. Y'all, that's the first time I've had that, and it was okay. It doesn't have enough original recipe taste to me, if you ask me, but it was okay. But anyway, so y'all, that's the story, and y'all, I'm gonna get up, and I'm going to just Big Fatty, you're gonna be a whore. That's what you're gonna be. Just go ahead and I'm not mentioning the P.O. box or the Amazon wish list at all. Big Fatty, there are more than one kind of whore. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, by the way, y'all, I fucked up the numbering on the little shows. Y'all, if you remember yesterday, I thought that something just didn't sound right. But y'all, yesterday was episode number 1522, I say chew, and I said it was episode 1526, and that's just not right. No, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. And so there you go. But y'all, back to the birthdays. Y'all, today, the 27th of November, the day before Spanksgiving in 2013. Y'all, it is a celebration of a member of the Adams family. Eddie, where do you get that? Well, y'all, it's the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Andrew Gomez. Big Eddie, does he listen to the little show? I'm not sure, but Andrew and Big Eddie, how does that relate to the Adams family? Well, wasn't the head of the Adams family Gomez? Big Eddie, their last name was Adams. Oh. Never mind. But anyway, that kind of ruins what you were going to say. By the way, Big Fatty, did you tell everybody that I say Tuesday was National Cake Day? I did forget to tell you that. And y'all, Poodle celebrated all last night. Y'all, I think she got a rum to be. Ready, let's not talk about my cake. But anyway, Andrew, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Andrew, if you listen to the BFO, call us and let us know all about your cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we were over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, we saw those bacon flavor, and that does have a U in it. Snacks from Stephen the Ark. Y'all, then that musing Mark, you know, he's sometimes known as that Mark in calendar. Y'all, he's spotted Big Fatty. It says in the movie Polyester, Big Fatty makes a cameo as the object of Francine's desire. Big Fatty, that looks like a sloth from Walnut Hills in that picture, except there's too much hair. And y'all, our final new picture over here at Spot and Big Fatty, it says Happy Fatsgiving, and it says child star Big Fatty and his co-stars celebrate a joyless Thanksgiving by devouring a seven-legged turkey. Big Fatty, that's just lovely, and I just love the picture.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty.
Hey, Poodle. It's Timmy Sims.
Hi, Timmy.
Poodle, yes. put your hands over your
okay.
I got a question.
Okay, I've got them on my ears.
Naughty question.
Oh, no, okay.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you? Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question comes to us today.
Big Fatty, I can't hear you. I've got my hands over my ears.
Comes to us today from that Timmy Sims. Timmy?
Big Fatty, I just said goodbye to a gentleman, a lovely caller, just had to say, hey, but do you have any Thanksgiving gentleman caller stories where you called off on a party or left a party or at a party for Thanksgiving dinner and got some Thanksgiving blessings during the dinner? That's my question. All right, Poodle, take your hands off ears.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Poodle. Happy Thanksgiving Day.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Timmy.
And then, Poodle, how did you hear him say, take your hands off your ears if your hands are...
Big Fatty, please, just answer the question.
All right. First of all, Timmy, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice. And it sounded like you had a little pep in your step since you stuffed a turkey. Big Fatty, please. Since you baked a pumpkin. Big Fatty. Timmy, I don't have a Thanksgiving gentleman caller story, but there are lots of double entendres like stuffing the turkey or, oh, I baked his pie, or let me carve you up some of that, or Big Fatty, please have, well, you got one for green bean casserole too? No.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader, on my way home from memory lane.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So I have to tell you that, you know, I've all caught up on the BFO, and it's still as horrifying as ever, and if it weren't for Miss Bacon and I'm not really sure what you would do for content, but that's neither here or there, but I was just calling to report that I'm back in Chucktown, and of course I got up this morning and I was like, I just want to go home. So I broke my rule of leaving between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. from the Flo Riders, And so, of course, I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic about a mile and a half from my house. So it should take me about another hour to get to go that mile and a half. But I have seen the sign on the interstate, you know, the big lit signs that we have that about traffic conditions and all that. And it says, all lanes are open, comma, but prepare to come to a complete stop. And so that's kind of the day that I'm having. And, you know, I have to get up early to go up to the Hats for the turkey day. Oh, wait, that's the wrong turkey. But anyway, I figure this might get played sometime by then on your show and whatnot. So I just want to tell everyone, I want to tell you, really, for you, happy Fatgiving. And please eat a lot so that your parents, the Hats, have to experience the gassiness that is Big Fatty. And also, Miss Bacon, get an iPhone. Get rid of the Android. You're fat. Yeah. I've got to call somebody because I'm going to be sitting here forever. Okay, bye now.
Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice and to hear that you got stuck in traffic there in Charleston. And, hope your trip to Hattonville goes well, and that you Veda said he was gonna bring me back some fried turkey. Y'all, I guarantee you, even if he does bring it back, he'll eat it. Ready? What is that noise?
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Jimmy Sims.
Hi,
and
Jimmy.
Hashtag Lexi calling.
Hi.
We're just calling to say happy Thanksgiving, and we wanted to thank you for being you and giving us love and laughter throughout the year and for just being you and putting up with all the shenanigans and playing with all the shenanigans and whatnots and gentlemen callers. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care of you. Bye, Poodle.
Bye.
Y'all, that is Timmy Sims again. And Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, Big Fatty also wants to say happy Spanksgiving to everyone and to just tell you how thankful he... Yes, Big Fatty, we're both thankful that everybody keeps coming back to the little show. It's true. And anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Spanksgiving. And that it's just lovely for you, and that you eat lots of Tom turkey, unless of course you're a vegetarian, and then you eat the turducken. Benny. But anyway, y'all, I think. Oh, I know what else. You know, because part of the Spanksgiving holiday is that. Friday. And y'all, there's another thing for shopping. Is this coming Saturday on the 30th of November? It's called Shop Small Day. And y'all, if you've got an American Express card, you can go register it over. Oh, dear Gussie, register it. Just goggle Americans Express Shop Small, and you can register your card. And if you spend $10 or more at one of their stores that's on the list, then they will give you a $10 credit on your Americans Express card. But I think you've got to do it. You've got to register your card ahead of time. So. Got something special for you for Spanksgiving Day and for Black Friday. So you'll just have to come back and see what it is. Timmy, what are you gonna say on a Thursday?
I can't help but be thankful for Big Fatty and Poodle McNuke.
Oh, I know everyone just feels the same.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.